Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Who is God? God is our rest. As we continue with Jesus to learn who God is, we saw earlier this week that Jesus starts with the most important rest that we all require, that is spiritual rest. Jesus wants to put our souls at rest. And the key passage we are looking at is Matthew chapter 11 and verses 25 through 30. Let me read the text again for us now. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These are the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. And yesterday I told you who the so-called wise and intelligent and the so-called infants are. The wise and intelligent are not very wise and intelligent at all. They're the Jewish religious leaders such as Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes. They believed that they were smart enough to outsmart Jesus. They thought they had God figured out simply by applying their own intellect to who God is, and therefore they had no use for Jesus. And then we have the second group, the infants. These are the people Jesus engaged, who are not the religious leaders, but rather people who became like babies, dependent on the wise and intelligent to know who God is. And yet Jesus says something shocking in verse 25 of Matthew 11. So let me reread this text for us and then tell you what it means, and all of this as context as we make our way down towards verses 28 through 30. I'm rereading now Matthew chapter 11 and verse 25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. There's an important question we have to ask here, and it's this. What are these things that God has hidden from the wise and intelligent and revealed to the infants? According to Jesus, God is hiding something from the religious leaders and revealing something to the people who were like infants. What is it? Answer, spiritual rest. How do I know that? Well, the clue for this is down there in verse 28. So let me go down and reread Matthew 11 and verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now watch this. Who are the weary and heavy laden? They are the infants from verse 25. Let me say that again. The weary and heavy laden in verse 28 are the infants from verse 25. Or I can put it this way. The infants in verse 25 are the weary and heavy laden in verse 28. This is the same group of people. No matter which way I put it, this is the group Jesus is inviting to, quote, come to me. This is the group to whom Jesus is going to give spiritual rest. These things is spiritual rest. Spiritual rest will be hidden from the wise and intelligent, but spiritual rest will be revealed to the infants, otherwise known as the weary and heavy laden. And that is the revelation that Jesus gives in verses 28 through 30. Jesus is not inviting the wise and intelligent. Listen carefully to who Jesus invites. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Jewish religious leaders are not the weary and heavy laden. They are the ones making others weary. They had made anyone not like them weary and heavy laden by burdening them with an image of God that was not true. It was a lie. It's a false image. But they taught it so convincingly, they just hammered it day after day, that people began to believe them, and they loaded up the community with all sorts of rules and regulations, ways devised in their own intellect and power to gain God's approval. And the people became so burdened by these rules and regulations that it's like marching uphill with 500 pounds strapped to your waist. It's just overwhelming. You're trying to get closer and closer to God, but you feel as if you're getting further and further away. It's so tiring, and it's completely demoralizing. But along comes Jesus and promises rest to those who will come to him. What great news this must have been to the weary ones. God was not who the religious elite had said he was, after all. God is a God of rest, not of rules and regulations that crush anyone who wants to live at peace with him. God is a God of grace, not a God of works that we must muster up and perform in our own strength. So Jesus gently and lovingly says to those who have to carry the weight of the legalistic Pharisees, "Come to me. Come on over, friends, and let me lift off that heavy weight of trying to please the kind of God the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes have created for themselves and for you. I am Jesus. I come from God, and I'm going to tell you who God is. Come on over here. I'll lighten your load, and let me bear those burdens for you. Let me give you true, authentic, real, spiritual rest." Well, this is the invitation that Jesus gives to the individual. And this is the invitation that Jesus gives to you today. Do you adhere to one of the world's religions? If so, then you know by personal experience how heavy is the weight of trying to please your God in your own strength. All of the various teachings or beliefs and rules and regulations that you have been taught that you must follow, all of the rituals you must perform at certain times and in certain ways, is tiring for you. It is a burden that is laborious to carry. But carry on, you have been doing because you want to achieve paradise, or nirvana, enlightenment, or happiness through peace, whatever the ultimate goal of your religion may be. But you do not find rest. You seek it, but rest eludes you. Why? Because you believe in a God that does not exist. You have a false God, or gods, plural. Your quest is hopeless. I know there will be people who will push against me on this. They'll say that in the end, we're all praying to and trying to please the same God, but not according to the Bible. That argument may sound good. It may create a false sense of peace or rest, but it's a trick and a trap. When the end of your life comes, you will meet the one and only true and everlasting God, the God of the Bible. But before you get there, here today stands Jesus. He is God. He comes from God to you, and he invites you to himself. Will you say yes to his invitation? Will you come to him? Will you follow Christ? Well, I urge you to do so, because only when you follow Jesus will you have rest, the most important kind of rest, spiritual rest. And notice, and perhaps circle the first word of verse 28, come. Jesus is inviting all of the weary and heavy laden. He wants them to take just one simple first step to him. And then notice the second and third words, to me. It is a very personal invitation. Come to himself, to him personally, not to a set of laws or to a religious system, not to a series of sacraments or a set of beliefs. It's none of that. Jesus says, come to me. I have the personal pronoun me highlighted in my Bible because Jesus is inviting us to him. But someone might ask, Where does Jesus get the authority from? What right does he have to give this invitation? How is it that he knows how to have peace with God? All religious leaders claim they provide this peace or this rest in one form or another for their gods. Why should I listen to Jesus? All right, let me answer this by taking you back up in the text to verses 26 and 27. This is Matthew 11, verse 26. Yes, Father, for this was well-pleasing in your sight. Jesus is saying, I know what pleases God. This sentence is the first part of a two-part statement on the deity of Christ. The next verse, verse 27, completes the statement. Jesus has authority because Jesus is God, and when God takes on human flesh as Jesus, God's Son, whatever he tells us about God the Father is completely accurate and true. The same can never be said for all these other religious leaders such as the Buddha, Mohammed, and so on, because none of them came from God. None of them are God in human form. Only Jesus is God. So Jesus gets his authority from the one true God, the Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus knows what is well-pleasing in the sight of his heavenly Father, and Jesus is going to communicate that truth to these so-called infants. What is well-pleasing to God? Don't you want to know? Sometimes we think this is a mystery that we will never solve, a puzzle that we cannot figure out. And God is erratic anyway. He is unpredictable in what pleases him. But that is not true. This is no mystery, and God is certainly not inconsistent or unpredictable in this sense. Jesus has come to tell us exactly what pleases God. I believe Jesus has the authority to tell us what we need to know. So let's continue to listen to Jesus. Let him be our teacher. Tomorrow, Lord willing, I will be here, and I hope you'll join me as we continue to discover from the life and teaching of Jesus that God is our rest.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.